Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Petrinia M. Bryant, who has been in the field of education for 24 years, has completed her new book, Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book. A delightful story of two young girls named Ruby and Adora, who come from different backgrounds and manage to become fast friends on the first day of school. Dr. Petrinia M. Bryant, author of the charming book Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Bryant, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
What an excellent job you've done with this book, and I'm looking forward to talk about it during the course of the interview here. I love the name Petrinia. Give us a little background on that. Where did that name come from?
That is a name that my parents gave me because they originally wanted to name me a Ruby Adora Alice. And of course, you know, that's a lot for a child to spell. So my mother's name is Patricia. So they took out the C and put in an N and gave me the name Petrinia. And from my understanding, it is derived from like a flower. So it's a beautiful name too. I agree with you. I love the name.
Love the name. And if you're Googling it, the book, by the way, is available wherever books are sold at Amazon, PagePublishing.com. I'll give you that as we go through the interview. But if you're Googling, Petrinia is P-A-T-R-I-N-I-A and Bryant is B-R-Y-A-N-T. What is the origin? Where are you? Where is the family from?
I'm originally from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I have come to Fayetteville, North Carolina, by way of the military. My husband is now retired, but we have stayed in Fayetteville for the last 26 years, and that is where we are from. And we have three daughters that are 24, 26, and 28.
Dr. Petrinia M. Bryant, our guest on the program, talking about her new book, Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book. I mentioned in the background your history experience as an educator. Talk about that, because I'm sure that's the foundation for the lessons that you convey in this book.
Yes, sir, it is. I am a lifelong learner. I have gone to the University of South Carolina, the University of North Carolina, which is, North Carolina Central University. And then I also went to Fayetteville State University. And that's where I got my undergrad, master's, and doctorate in those three schools. I also have gone to school to become an educator, in other words, a teacher. And from there, I got into school administration. And that's why I'm presently a assistant principal of an elementary school here in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Why did you choose education? That's obviously been a big part of your life, professionally as well as personally. Why did you decide I would like to be an educator and teach people?
I believe because my mother, who is featured in the book as Miss Bly, B-L-Y-E.
Oh, yes.
As the teacher in my first book, because my mother was a great teacher to my sister and my brother and I growing up, even though her job was, she was a cosmetologist, but I loved education ever since I was a little child. And I used to take my family, my siblings and my uncles that are younger than me and my cousins to the Chapin Library there in Myrtle Beach to read books. And I was always teaching. So that is one of the reasons I've always wanted to be a teacher. I believe this is the calling that God has given me, to teach children and do whatever I can to help them to be successful global leaders for the future.
A born teacher is our guest on the program, Dr. Petrinia M. Bryant. The book is Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book, available at Amazon, the usual places, PagePublishing.com in their book section. Before we get into the story, where did the inspiration come from to write this book? Where did the story idea come from?
Actually, I was asleep in bed and I was awakened, I believe, by the Holy Spirit. I believe God gave me these all at the same time. He started with Ruby and Adora, which is a book, a bilingual that is Spanish as well as English. He also gave me Ruby and Gabriel, which is in the works right now, which is going to be French and English. Then he gave me Huan, Ruby and Huan, which is Mandarin Chinese, which will be the third book. And the final book that he shared with me is Ruby and Kwame, which is going to be Swahili and English. So this is just because also I love listening to other languages and kind of getting an opportunity just to kind of touch and see what the other languages are like. So I believe that God kind of merged my desires of loving language and loving children into something that is palatable for children to read and get a good comprehension lesson, as well as have fun with the activity pages.
It's exciting. A young child suddenly is exposed to all of these different languages that you were talking about. How important is that at a young age to expose young people who, many of them primarily speak English only, exposing them, in this case, Spanish and the other languages you talked about? How important is that to diversify and let them get a basic understanding of other languages?
I believe that this will help all children that read the book, and even some adults that...
I was going to say adults as well.
Yeah, some adults. We have, for my population in Fayetteville, North Carolina, we have a lot of children that speak Spanish, but they need help with the English, and the parents speak solely Spanish. So with this book, Ruby and Adora, they will get the exposure, and it will help them to be, to me, competitive as they grow up, to be able to have more than one language under your belt. You will be able to market yourself in a more feasible way when it comes to being hired for different jobs. And so that's kind of part of it. But the main thing is being able to understand people from different backgrounds and different cultures, and allowing yourself to get to know them and to literally become friends.
I was going to say, one of the many themes in this book, Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book, is the friendship that develops between these two young girls, Ruby and Adora. Talk about the plot line for the book. Some of us can even remember that first day of school, whether it was first grade or kindergarten, or even in sixth grade going to school for the first time, and you've got people that have moved out, people who have moved in. Talk about the background of the story, because this is a really relatable storyline for young people as well as adults.
Yes, thank you. The main thing is that Ruby and Adora is the... Ruby's a young girl that's moving into a new military town. It's kind of sort of like Fayetteville is, because Fort Bragg is there.
Oh, yes.
And this child's a little bit nervous, and she is wondering if she's going to make some friends. And not only does she make friends, but she is exposed to a new language, which is Spanish, through her friend Adora, who is very shy. And Ruby and Adora become friends immediately. And it's just a wonderful story about coming into a new area, being able to make friends with someone, and allowing that friendship to blossom from day one. And I'm hoping that all of the readers can see that being a kindergarten student, being a sixth grade student, being a ninth grade student, even going to college, and being around people you haven't met before. This is a really wonderful way to expose children to a different language, to get them interested in learning more about that language, and also understanding the importance of creating friendships with people that don't necessarily look or talk or come from the same type of background that they do.
You really present that well. The young girls go in probably a little trepidation as they were. They're in together in trepidation, and they're in together, and all of a sudden they become best friends, don't they? I mean, it's sort of like, okay, you're different, I'm different, let's talk about it. And you've got Ruby learning Spanish because of that.
Yes.
And it's
and Ruby also helping Adora to be comfortable in this new setting too, because even though Ruby felt like she wasn't going to be making friends, she was really nervous about that. I believe they help each other in the story. So I think that parents will be very pleased, and even more so, children will enjoy hearing the story, working out the activity pages in the story. And at the end of the story, they will have an opportunity to even create their own stories. So just giving them those opportunities to learn a new language, learn some comprehension skills, and learn a new language that allows them to want to maybe write their own story in the future.
This is so much more than just telling a delightful story and leaving it at that. There are so many layers to this. As I mentioned, the book is Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book. It's almost like the activity book is like a separate book. What challenges did you have as you were writing this to do the activity book? You've got the questions that you mentioned. You've got the translation there as well. It is so well done and put together. How challenging was that to have all of those elements in the book and have it relatable to a young child?
I believe that, again, this is coming straight from God. I wanted to be able to have a legacy to leave my own children because education was so important to me, or is so important to me, that my own children have graduated from college already at least once. And one of my son-in-laws is in the master's program now. So I wanted to be able to leave something for my children. And it was very challenging at first, because I was thinking about doing two separate books, but God said, put them together. And in doing that, the children will not only have a relatable story, but then they'll get activities that tie into that relatable story that they can then share with their children. Because even if they do the activities, they can then turn around and share those activities with other family members, and be able to keep that book for years to come to possibly share with their children when their children are at school age and wanting to go to school for the first time and being a little bit nervous. So I see this storyline and this book being around for a while, decades from now, to share with the children that are being introduced to it now, and their children, and hopefully their children's children.
This is definitely a book for the personal home library for that very reason, to pass down from one generation to the next, because it is so well done. You present it in such a very, again, relatable way. You're excellent at writing it. I understand you had a little co-writer help along the way that you talk about. But where did this writing begin for you? Have you been writing all of your life, because you do it very well?
No, sir. I give all of the honor to God. Because I've been in school, and with the doctorate program, you have to do a dissertation if you want to become a literal, doctor of education. So in that dissertation process, we had to make sure that our ideas, made sense, that they had a flow to them. And that if people wanted to go and find your resources, that they were able to actually do that. So also the story is a loose interpretation of my own life, because my parents were in the military and we traveled a lot. And I lived in Germany, Georgia, and different places in the United States. Through my father's military career. And my father recently passed a year ago when this book was being created. And it just means a lot to me that I'm able to bring this book to life so that he can yes. be honored as well, because the military is also seen in this book, both the Army side and the Marine side, because my father and sister are Army, and my brother is a first lieutenant in the military, and my sister is a first sergeant in the Army. And so I just love that I'm able to fuse my personal family life in the story. Again, the teacher in the book is Miss Bly, who's my mother. So I just believe that this is one of the ways that I can pay tribute to my family as well.
And again, you're introducing probably for the first time to many of these children, the military, and you bring that in. Another one of the themes and storylines in the book, Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book by Dr. Petrinia M. Bryant, a book available at Amazon, PagePublishing.com. We'll give you all that, all the places here in a minute. Is this your first officially published book?
Yes, sir, it is. Outside of my dissertation for my degree, this is my first official book, and I'm very, very excited about the book and the three books for sure that are going to come after it.
What was it like when you saw your book the first time? Not just an artist rendering of what the cover is going to look like in the pictures, but you had a book in your hand and you see your story, you see your name on the front cover. What was that like seeing it for the first time?
Wow. It's almost indescribable, the joy that I felt, the accomplishment that I felt, and definitely because I am a strong believer, I believe that it was pleasing also to God that He gave me a task to do and that I completed that task, and that it makes the next three, even though they are different languages, which is, of course, a different situation in itself, but it makes it more easier, if I can say it that way, to finish those books because the first one that God gave me, to me, has turned out so well. So it's very exciting, very exciting.
Well, it really is. In all of the reviews, there's five-star review after five-star review. People are loving the books. One talking about 3-year-old granddaughter stated as reading, that girl looks just like me. How important is that, and how does that make you feel, that your characters are identifiable and you've got diversity in the process? How does that make an author feel, because you've done such a nice job of tying this all together?
I think it's very important for a person to be able to look at storylines and see themselves because it not only makes the story relatable to them, but it also lets them know that there's possibilities for them to be anything that they want to be in their lives. And so that is another, I would say another nugget that I desired for this book to be a part of. Each of the people that I talk about in the next couple of books have also been introduced in Ruby and Adora already. You'll see Gabriel. He's a blonde head, blue-eyed, beautiful young man from Paris, France. So that's the next story. You'll see Huan, who is Mandarin Chinese. She is also a handicapped young lady in the sense that she's in a wheelchair. However, as you'll see in her story, she is a computer whiz. So you'll hear more about her in the future. And you'll also see Kwame, who is African-American. Well, he's an African and he speaks Swahili and he's learning English, but the storylines have different shades of people because I believe that was also part of what God wanted me to do. As an African-American female that speaks English, Ruby is going to be a constant because English is going to be the language for all books, but the other people that are in the book is because I want the other languages to be recognized. And I believe that this is what God has asked me to do, and to do it in a way that young children will be able to get involved with the language and not be afraid to learn something out of their comfort zone and do it in a fun way.
Well, a job well done. And in reading reviews, you've got some adults saying, you know what, this helped me as well. I got something out of this in reading it with my child. The book is Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book. What do you hope is the main story? Maybe it's an, I shouldn't put it main story. There are probably several storylines that come out of this that you want to be the takeaway. What do you hope the reader takes away, the child and possibly the parent who's reading along after reading Ruby and Adora?
Well, after reading Ruby and Adora, I would love for the child to take away that even though this is a new experience for you, you're going to be all right. There's someone in the world that has experienced this before, and this lets you know if they can make it through it, you can make it through it. For the adults, I'm hoping that they will be able to see the importance of education for their child. And how education is not just a sit and get or boring drills, but something that their child can actually have fun doing and walk away with something that will help them in the future to be able to relate to people and new situations and to possibly even be willing to learn a new language that will help them to be even more globally competitive in the future when they're out getting those jobs to take care of their families in the future.
I love that approach. Education is so much more than memorization and taking a test. There's so much more that goes into that, and you touch on all of those elements so well in Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book. How far do you want to see these books go? You mentioned you've got several ideas. I see this going on basically a long time. In fact, the kids can grow up with Ruby as she goes on through school.
Absolutely. I see this going, I would love, and I know this is a gargantuous desire, but I would love for my books to go globally. I would love to be able to translate each of the books into other languages so that the book is still viable as time goes on. And much like Dr. Seuss's books that have been around for decades, I would love to be that author that people say, yes, I want my child exposed to this type of activity. I would also like for the school systems around the world to take it on and say, this is a good way to introduce a language. Like we have several schools in Fayetteville that are dual languages. Like you'll have the Spanish emergent or the Mandarin Chinese emergent schools. These schools to take this on as a part of their curriculum. I think that would be exciting to see it on that level. And the way that I want to be able to do that as well is to continue to share these books with superintendents. I've given my superintendent of schools, Dr. Maureen Connolly, as well as my principal, Dr. Shanessa Finner, a copy of my book. And because they have the ear of the community already, I think it would also be a great way of advertising the books and possibly, like I say, get it as part of the curriculum for the school system. And that's the big gargantuous dream for this.
Well, good luck with that. And that really should happen. I mentioned this would be a must for a family library, for a school library as well. In fact, several reviews say, I want to make the knowledge of this available to the school librarian because this would be a great addition. And you've got it all laid out there. It's more than just a wonderfully told story. The activity book, it is all there. The child is just not along for the ride. They are a full participant in the story. It's Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book by Dr. Patrinia M. Bryant. I mentioned available at Amazon, the usual places, pagepublishing.com as well. Where would you suggest people go to pick up a copy of Ruby and Adora?
We have several places. Of course, we have Amazon.com. We have Barnes & Nobles. We have iTunes, Google Play, and also Reader House. And also an ebook is being done on Ruby and Adora. So I would love for you to pick up a copy. I would love for you to contact me and give me your feedback through going on and doing reviews for the book in different places that I've mentioned. And I would also appreciate you telling me how you think that it will affect your child or how it has affected your child so that I can continue to grow in this area. I do believe it's important to get your feedback. So please contact me by doing the reviews, and a link will be up soon. There are some links that I have as well that will be available for you, and a website is also in the making. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Dr. Bryant, it's been our pleasure. And Dr. Petrenia, and I'll spell that so you can Google this and get information as the website becomes available. Petrenia is P-A-T-R-I-N-I-A, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. We'll have all this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Excellent job. I'm looking forward to the continuation of the Ruby series. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to talk about those books as well. A pleasure having you with us, Dr. Bryant. Congratulations on this book. Much success with the rest of the series. And thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
I will, and you as well. Ruby and Adora, a bilingual story and activity book. Our guest, Dr. Petrenia M. Bryant. Book available wherever books are sold. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.